I think it's horrendous that people are so afraid to speak and say what are their concerns, so because immediately it's your
against the policy. Let's give each other the space to talk about it. Give us your concerns.
So my particular concern is that that marriage as a social institution is there for a purpose. The states, the laws that protect marriage are there for a purpose. It's a unique relationship. It's the only relationship that a mother and a father can make a baby. Very simple, William.
Marriage only and always about making babies?
Absolutely not. But the reason why does the state have laws and protections around marriage? For the sake, the whole idea of marriage is to encourage the natural ties between the biological parents and their children. It's all at the heart of this is the child. And once you say that marriage is just about love, about any romantic relationship, therefore, in a sense, that those children then can be... what we're saying really is that, in a sense, mothers and fathers and those natural ties that is marriage don't really matter anymore, because marriage can be anything. So what is wrong with having a model in society, at the traditional model of marriage, having it as a unique place, having it as a place we can encourage? Social evidence across the board shows that the parents do better. It's not rocket science. Our children do better when they're raised in a low conflict home with both biological parents. That's at the heart of wanting to keep marriage as it is.
I think marriage is about structure and stability. To that extent, I think we would probably agree. Yeah. But I don't think we can defend marriage by stopping people from getting married. The Campaign for Marriage Equality here in Northern Ireland is about civil marriage. It's not about interfering with the church. It's not about interfering with different churches. But in return, we would ask that churches don't interfere with the lives of others. And when you talked about the state legislating around marriage, you're not separating church from state. And actually, I think we need to understand the need to separate the two to ensure that the church doesn't influence.
Absolutely. That's not what I'm saying at all, actually.
Tracy's raising about children.
Yeah, well, to be honest,
what is the issue?
There are many married couples who either can't have kids, but also there are now laws in many countries across the world where gay lesbian couples can adopt and so on. I think that if you can show me any evidence where it suggests that LGBT couples are not a stable and loving environment to raise a child, then I would be happy to hear you out. But to be honest, to some extent, I think it's nonsense. But I also do understand that part of my role here today on air is to say to you, and to say to anyone else who is listening who has concerns, that you have absolutely nothing to fear by seeing me and others like me as an equal that should be treated equally under the law and affording us the right to be able to get married to the person we love.